To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to Grand Pain Review, your ultimate guide to magical Disney experiences and beyond. I'm Justice Payne, joined by my wife, Julie Payne, your enthusiastic explorers who will inspire you to embark on your own adventures.
Join us as we uncover the enchantment of Disney parks, reveal other destination hidden gems, and share tips for the perfect family vacation. From the whimsy of Disney to other fan favorite vacation destinations, we're here to help make your travel dreams a reality.
In today's episode, we are going to reintroduce ourselves as the Grand Pain Review, formerly known as the Disney Info Podcast. We will cover where we have been, who we are, and what is changing with our show. We will set the tone for our next episodes and prepare you for what your future holds as our guests.
Subscribe to Grand Pain Review for weekly adventures and insider secrets. As former Disney cast members with over a decade of travel experience, we're here to help you explore the magic of Disney and the beauty of the world together.
Hello and welcome back to GPR, Grand Pain Review. I am here with my beautiful wife, Julie.
Hi.
And we're going to talk to specifically a lot of you out there or people you may not, you may know and want to share this with. We're going to highlight, are you traveling under 25 and you need a rental car? How can you do that
yeah.
a little less expensive? Because there is that fee, I believe, nationwide, and it's pretty much everywhere. It's a little bit different mm-hmm. on each. But if you're under 25, there's an extra fee that usually gets slapped, and we're going to tell yeah. you how to get it a little cheaper.
Yeah, it's called the Young Renter Fee. And a lot of these companies, Enterprise, Dollar, Avis, Hertz, Thrifty, any of these car rental companies are going to charge you a young renter fee if you are between the ages of 21 and 24, okay? You can't rent a car in the United States unless you are 21, which kind of throws a monkey wrench into some people's plans if they are not 21 yet, but keep that in mind. If you are 21, you can rent a car.
Shout now, out Justice and Julie, circa day when we first met.
Circa day Uber.
Circa day Uber, Uber everywhere. But yeah, it's one of those things that we kind of know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm stealing that slogan from someone. don't remember who I'm stealing it from. I'm not a farmer, so it's for sure not that. But we ourselves have been traveling. I mean, like we've said, we've met when we were Disney College Program. I want to say we were 18, 19
years
old.
We were not 19 in the Disney College Program.
We were married and had our first kid very shortly after that.
Very shortly after.
and we've been to Disney every year of our relationship from the time that we met. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's a promise I made yep. very early on.
If not multiple times.
And
there
again,
are a few
yes,
years.
Very good yeah. point. I have been very good on my promise of taking taking us down there a couple times a year. And this has been, this particular one was something that it took us one or two trips to figure out how mm-hmm. to, I wouldn't say completely circumvent the cost of the increased fee of being under 25 mm-hmm. But it definitely helped. I mean, there's a lot of trips that we probably wouldn't have taken if we didn't know about
yes.
this.
Yeah, so the key to saving on these young renter fees, which can be around $30 a day on
which
your rental
up.
Oh my gosh, a week long trip.
I mean, bare minimum you're
Ooh,
at Disney World at least 4 days because, you know,
yeah.
you gotta hit every park.
That's a lot. That's a lot in fees, guys. So the key to avoiding that young renter fee is to have this wonderful membership called AAA. Okay. And AAA is awesome because right now, their membership is, I believe, $54.
Which, if you're doing quick math, that's 2 days of a rental car
it
right
is.
There for
less,
a fee.
Less
so
than 2 days
that's
of fees.
Not that expensive.
So they are running the a promo right now, which has been a promo for a while.
For a
so
very
it's
while.
Not like,
yeah.
rush and go do it. It's $54 for their base membership for the year, and you get a second person on your membership for free for that first year. After your renewal, that second person on your AAA is going to be $19. So in the first year, $54.
Yeah.
You and a friend, you and a significant other, whatever. You're on the AAA membership.
And if the promotion's not going on, only the driver, so the person driving, is the name that's on the reservation. They're the ones who need the AAA membership. So really, only one person needs it, but as Julie said, it is a very nice perk to share with your significant other, a friend, etc., to join them into your account.
So if you aren't sure what AAA is this awesome service that has its own membership, like I said, that comes with roadside assistance, towing assistance if you have any car trouble. If you run out of gas, some of those memberships will bring you gas.
You need a quick jump.
You can get to a gas station. You need a quick jump.
You left the
flat tire. You know.
Left the car on in the Packers parking lot while you're tailgating to power all your electric grills and your stereo, and then your car's sitting there. You call AAA and they jump you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really nice service to have just in general. But what also is great about AAA is that you unlock this wonderful world of discounts.
Which I would argue most AAA members have no freaking clue.
They have no clue.
At all. Yeah. What that are
most,
out there.
Some do, though.
And it's not like AAA is hiding it. It's there. It's on the site. They talk about it. If you ask the AAA agent, they'll tell you about it. But you kind of have to be someone like Julie, who really loves to save money. Again, we talked about this in other episodes. We love to save money because that's more money we can spend on Disney.
Right. So. You save on the necessities so you have more money for the things you want. That is my life motto, okay? So my recommendation, get AAA. Get AAA, pay the $54 because it's going to pay itself back in 2 seconds.
Yes.
Okay? You're going to avoid that young renter fee on your reservation with Hertz. Okay.
Hertz specifically
it's
and exclusively.
Only with Hertz. None of the other major car companies. Okay. So you're going to go to
at
Hertz's
the time of this
website.
Recording.
Well, at the time. Yeah. At the time of this recording, things change all the time.
They change all the time. But Hertz is the only one. And again, we've been traveling for a very long time. Every year we were under 25. It was only Hertz. And it still is. So.
Yep. So what you will want to do is get your AAA membership, get your card in the mail. You get this beautiful little AAA membership card. Okay. And you're going to go to the Hertz website, enter in the dates that you're going to be picking up your car, just like you would normally. But there's going to be this awesome little button on there that says add a discount code. And it'll open up this big window where it gives you the option to put in promo codes, put in club codes, put in rate codes, all this good stuff. Well, on your AAA membership card, there's going to be a thing called a club code, and it's a 3-digit code. On that, with that club code, you're going to put that into the club code box on your Hertz reservation and then click continue, and it will show you the updated rates because you're going to get a discount with AAA too on your rental.
You not only, if you're under 25, this applies to under 25. This particular discount applies to over 25 as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone with AAA. But AAA will get you that waived young renter fee. So not
poof,
only...
there's $30 a day gone on
right?
Sunday. Yeah.
Yep. And there's also a bunch of other benefits too. So like us, we were very young parents. So if you need any of these additional benefits on there, the AAA membership actually gets you up to 20% off base rentals. It gets you a free child safety seat, which could be $14 per day savings. I don't believe it's infant car seats. It might be like booster seats.
I think
seats.
I've only ever seen the regular car seats.
You know.
But check.
Some people might need that.
It might be different at other places. At MCO, I think you're right on that.
Yep. It also gets you 10% savings if you prepay for your gasoline at checkout or whatever when you pick it up at the counter. And then my favorite part that AAA gets you too, besides the young renter waived fee, is that your additional driver fee, which is $13.50 per day, is waived. So if Justice made a reservation with Hertz for the car, he could add me as an authorized driver to that reservation for free.
For free!
Normally they charge you $13.50 a day. Whack. All right.
Hey,
no.
They got to make their money.
I get it, but I ain't paying that. So AAA will waive all of those little hidden fees for you on your reservation.
Hey, Julie, that's a lot more than $54 annually that you just saved right there.
Yep. If we're talking a week trip at $30 a day.
And hey,
Over $200?
Yeah.
Not happening. Nope. Not happening. That's my new motto. Not happening. Not today. So $54 up front to save over $200 on a 1 week rental. You can have a second driver for free. You can potentially get child safety seats for free. 10% discount on gasoline. It pays for itself, like I said, in 2 seconds. What's whack?
It'd be whack to be under 25 and not do it.
I know. That would be whack. Yep. Because imagine if you go with any other company, too, this applies across the board. You're going to be paying that young renter fee.
Yep.
But
no discount on your rental.
But then
rate.
You don't get
now,
the discount
you,
on the base rental.
There are less expensive brands out there than mm-hmm. Hertz. However, yes. In our experience, with all the years of traveling we did, Hertz became way less expensive.
Yes.
Because of that under 25.
Because of that waived yes. fee alone. We only used Hertz for the solid 4 years that we could because of that $30 a day. Because
it changes. It changes depending on all of them do it. But it depends on which rental car company you have, what the fee is going to be.
Yeah, but it's around that $30 average. Yeah, I mean, typically. There's some outliers like New York. I saw was like $64.50. not going to New York then. Yeah. But yeah, the average is around $30. So that is a recommendation from us. If you are under 25 and looking to do a Disney trip and stay off property, okay, but you would like a car, this is the best way to do it.
If you're on property too.
Well, then,
those
then
buses,
man.
Some people don't.
Stuff.
Yeah, but some people don't want to deal with, you know, the whole busing situation at
that's,
some of the resorts.
That's true.
There's a lot of love transportation. We'll have an episode on that eventually
that's
too.
Justice's
that's my bread and butter. That's my jam. Yeah. mainly because I like to collect them. But no, when you look at the different resorts, there's Disney allows parking. Some resorts have fees to parking. Yeah. Obviously, Julie is 100% correct on stating that driving to the parks and parking at the parks, that can be an additional fee.
Right. But the flexibility of going to pick up your own groceries, being able to say, hey, I want to go to the outlets today, and being able to drive there instead of having to figure out an Uber. And especially if you have kids, because Ubers can get tricky if you've got kids, because then you got the car seats, and then do you trust it? It becomes a big thing.
Or if you're like us, if you're stressing getting to the airport, we are in control of that. It's not a
you can leave whenever you want. You're not waiting for your Uber.
Orlando is a very modern city, and we like that's if you're going to Disney World, you're flying into Orlando most likely. There's a lot of Ubers at all hours of the day because that's tourist central, man. They know they have them. They're there. But after some recent trips that I've been on, Uber, you know, honestly, a couple Uber rides is more expensive at some times than doing a rental car. So it might be worth just even getting a rental car to go from the airport to your hotel and nothing more than that if that hotel offers transportation and stuff too. So
well, another little fun fact about us is that we did happen to have a smaller scale fairy tale wedding at a place called Disney World. We did.
What?
What? Yes, we did.
Was I there?
Was I there?
My wallet was.
it was. But we had some of our guests that Ubered from the airport to the hotel. And it was like $70 one way.
Oh, no.
So if you're talking car rentals per day with these discounts, it might be worth it depending on your dates and time of year and yada, yada, yada. But check into it because having that flexibility and putting that money towards a car rental versus an Uber, I mean, it's going to be more comfortable, more flexible. But
maybe you're one of those. I mean, I know Uber has its ways that you can save money too. I know there's like prepay options, preload options, stuff like that. We're not very versed in it we used to use it all the time as CPs because we didn't have a car down there.
Yep.
More stories to come about that. But I mean, I was just in a small little town called Nashville, Tennessee with my father on a little trip. And I'll tell you what, I have never seen a taxi that was half the price of an Uber until I was on that trip. So it's one of those things. Yeah, Uber corporate, if you're listening, you might want to look at some of your fare fees.
Some of that surge pricing.
They're pretty crazy out there. But again, I know there's definitely ways around it. But this is definitely, you know, your way around the taxi and the Uber problem is to do this. And especially when you're under 25. I mean, Disney is for all ages. Absolutely is. Hands down. We totally recognize that there's also a really stellar park called Universal.
Yeah.
Very close by. Maybe you're going to Disney for half your vacation and then you're going to Universal. Maybe you're driving out to the beaches. There's a lot of beaches in Florida. Fun fact and a shocker for those of you that don't know what Florida is. You hopefully are if you're listening to us. But Florida is surrounded by many beautiful beaches. Mm-hmm. And so if you just want to ditch your Disney hotel for a day and
hop
go
in
to
the car
beach,
and go.
I mean, hour and a half drive. You wouldn't be able to do that if you didn't have a rental car. Or it'd cost you a lot of money, Uber. So this is a really good way if you're under 25 or over 25. Like we said, the discount, you still get a discount on rentals just by being a AAA member.
Yeah, and all those other perks that I mentioned, you still get that.
You still get that. So I think it's worth it. It's a really good way to save some money.
Now, one more thing that's kind of related to what you were just saying.
There's more.
It just popped into my brain while we were sitting here. And I think it's important to mention, so I'm gonna bring it up. One other way that I didn't even think of, that these car rental companies, they nickel and dime you. I mean, we've made that mistake.
They got to make their money.
Getting the prepaying for your Sun Pass in rental cars.
Ooh.
The $12 a day thing, okay?
Yep.
Where you pay 12 bucks a day and they pay all of your tolls, right?
Yep.
Oh, convenient. Swipe my card.
We're not in a toll state, if you can't tell.
But no, we don't like tolls.
Julie grew up in a toll state.
Yeah.
We've been to Florida enough. We know what tolls are. Wisconsin does not, thank God, have tolls.
Yes.
We have craters from the moon.
Yeah. But the $12 a day is basically unlimited tolls. Super convenient. However, you are not going to be charging $12 a day.
Not if you're on Disney property.
Not if you're
Disney
like in the
that.
Disney bubble. It isn't going to be anywhere near that. Maybe like $2 a day. So what we did was we bought a Sun Pass.
Yeah.
And it was like $20 for the Sun Pass on the website.
Hook
and
up
then
your
you
credit
just
card.
Hook up your credit card and you stick it in your rental car. Throw it in your bag. Fly down.
And Florida
and
knows.
Stick it in your car.
Florida knows people are going to do that. Well, not everyone does it, but Florida knows that you're going to do this. So Florida actually has, especially with Sun Pass, Easy Pass exists too down there. But inside of the application, you can actually add and tell it that it's a rental car.
Yeah.
And it'll expire and remove that rental car from your Sun Pass. So if you are actually someone from another state that has an Easy Pass or Sun Pass, you know, check Florida's transportation site to see what's all accepted there.
Yeah.
But you might already be hooked up with something that will work with their system, and you'll be able to add your rental car in there while you're
and what he means by
out.
Add it asks for the license plate.
Yep, you put
right,
in the license
in the
plate, the make model of it.
Yeah.
And then when you're starting it and when you're stopping it. And then when it hits that date of termination, it clears it from your account from being a Sun Pass.
So you're still gonna pay for your tolls.
Yes.
But the tolls are, you know, a buck here.
They're a couple bucks.
$2 here. But they're not $12 a day.
And again, Disney World, at the time of recording this, again, anything can change. But if you look in the Disney World bubble, that is one thing that Disney was adamant didn't happen. That was Walt's thing. That was Roy's thing. They did not want tolls ruining the magic of their people vacationing. So I know there is an agreement that their roads that are in their bubble, they don't have tolls. So once you're inside, if you're staying on property, you still will have to pay tolls to get out of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And to get there. But after that, if you're just staying in the Disney bubble, then you don't really have to worry about it. And that's where it's like you're still paying the $12 a day if you do it with the rental car company.
Right.
You might as well spend $20 and have the
and
device.
They are robbing you at $12 a day. Okay. So buy the Sun Pass and hook up your credit card. It's going to save you money. I promise.
Not sponsored, but wish we were.
I wish we were. But that was the last discount that really popped into my brain that I felt was a perfect time to bring that
cars.
Up. With any rental cars, whether you're under 25 or over, doesn't matter. If you are going to be renting a car, that is a great option to buy that Sun Pass and hook it up. But I hope that this was helpful for some other, you know, young people out there that want to travel but feel like they're just going to get charged crazy amounts of money left and right, because I know we felt like that for many years
and
until
again,
we figured this stuff out.
There's so many of these things that we didn't figure out until going a couple of years and be like, wait, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
So again, learn from our mistakes.
The Uber's got to be in a better way. We paid for that Sun Pass thing for a 22-day trip.
For a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, oh my not doing that again. Nope. Like, just all these mistakes. But right, that's why we're here. We have this knowledge.
And to be fair, I personally see it as a convenience to get this, the whatever the toll pass is at those rental car agencies. I get why they do it. They're the ones being convenience yeah. with setting it up because it's a little bit of work. But again, you'd rather do a little tiny bit of work, mm-hmm. save yourself some money because that's more money for
things you want.
And pretzels.
And pretzels.
And churros.
And Casey's hot dogs.
Casey hot dog. This is a recurring theme. It's going to be in everything.
If you put in a little bit of work now, it'll bring you savings later on. And bit by bit by bit, if you're doing a little bit of work along the way, it's going to you know, give you a return tenfold.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But hopefully this was helpful. But I'm looking forward to the next podcast that we have. If you have any ideas or questions, feel free to interact with us on socials. Check out grandpainreview.com to see this blog post on there. There's a in-depth walkthrough of how to add that club code onto the Hertz reservation.
We're
going
to have to add one about the Sun Pass.
I'm going to have to add the Sun Pass on there. So, because
at the time of recording this, it's on there.
Think of it till now.
Probably at the time of posting this, it will be on there.
Yeah. But yeah, we will see you next time.
And absolutely, if you guys feel like helping us out a little bit more as we're going down this journey together and want to join our Discord community, again, Patreon's always an option. Mm-hmm. We don't require you have to give us anything. Yes, of course, it's a monetary value, but we're just kind of doing this on the side here, and any little bit helps.
We're doing this for funsies.
Yeah, but Discord is a great way to have that direct connection with us and be in a community of people that are like you. And I'd really like to grow that more so that we have, you know, Justice and Julie's input is one thing, but like we tell you guys every episode, if you guys know something that we don't know, we're human. We want to know. We want to know your opinions, your thoughts. Like Julie said, if you got questions or ideas, or you're like, hey, Justice and Julie, I want to hear you talk about this, mm-hmm. you know, we'll do it more than likely.
If you have other savings hacks, feel free to tell me about them.
You have more ways to get us more Casey's hot dogs, pretzels and churros and turkey legs. Absolutely worth it.
I would love to hear about it. Yes.
Yeah, so bippity boppity bye to you. Toodaloo.
Oh, man.
And we'll see y'all real soon.
All right, we'll see you next time, pals.
Thank you for joining us on this adventure with Grand Pain Review. Explore more enchanting destinations and discover insider tips by visiting us at grandpainreview.com. Before we go, make sure to connect with us on our socials that are linked on our website. If you've enjoyed our journey together, consider supporting us on our Patreon. For just $5 a month, unlock access to our community on Discord, where you can share stories, get exclusive behind-the-scenes content, and connect with fellow travel enthusiasts. Remember, your support means the world to us. Stay tuned for more captivating episodes. Until next time, keep exploring, keep dreaming, and keep the magic alive with Grand Pain Review.